We will begin with singing our first hymn, one of my favorites, Jesus Loves Me, which is found on page 588 in your hymnal.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He has washed away my sin, let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let us then confess our sins to God, our gracious Father. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, creator of all things, we confess that we are indeed sinful. We have broken our fellowship with you and have turned away from one another in our thinking, speaking, and in doing. We have done the evil you forbid and have not done the good you demand. We have not lived lives that are continuing expressions of gratitude. We do repent and are truly sorry for all our sins. Have mercy on us because of Jesus, our Lord, and the source of our salvation. Grant that by the working of the Holy Spirit, we live faithfully and with full thankfulness until that time when we rejoice together in your eternal presence. God has promised forgiveness to those who repent of their sins and turn to him for grace. Amen. Hymn 893, Sing to the Lord of Harvest.
Sing to the Lord of Harvest, sing songs of love and praise. With joyful hearts and voices, your alleluias raise. By him the rolling seasons in fruitful order move. Sing to the Lord of Harvest, a joyous song of love. God makes the clouds rain goodness, the desert bloom and spring. The hills leap up in gladness, the valleys laugh and sing. God fills them with his fullness, all things with large increase. He crowns the year with blessing, with plenty and with peace. Bring to the sacred altar the gifts his goodness gave, the golden sheaves of harvest, the souls Christ died to save. Your hearts lay down before him when at his feet you fall, and with your lives adore him
We pray, Almighty and Eternal God, we adore you as the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And with the whole church on earth and all the hosts of heaven, we ascribe to you honor and blessings, thanksgiving and praise. Grant that we, with thankful hearts, receive your great mercies and express our gratitude, not only with our lips, but also in our lives, as we give ourselves to your service and walk before you in holiness and righteousness all of our days. Almighty God, your mercies are new every morning, and you graciously provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We will now read the word gradual and the verse. This is from Psalm 145. The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for his good. His steadfast love endures forever. Our holy gospel reading this evening comes from Luke 17. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and mercy and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What kind of a gift receiver are you? Sometimes we receive gifts and we're a little disappointed. Perhaps it wasn't what you want. It's not what you need. It's not the right kind. It's not big enough. It's not shiny enough. There's something wrong with it. But the question is, what is it like with the gifts of God? Our text this evening shows us how to receive all God has to give, and that will move us to be thankful. Thankful gift receivers. In our text that you heard, and from our Bible story, we heard a wonderful story about gift receivers. And what a gift they received. They were healed. These 10 were healed of their leprosy. And leprosy in those days was bad. It was like the beginning of decay. It was like watching your body fall apart before your very eyes. And if anyone came near you, you had to cry out, "Social distance, social distancing," or in those days, "Unclean, unclean." What a gift these 10 lepers received, because they were healed of leprosy. They weren't going to die.
Apparently, they had heard about Jesus and the miracles he had performed, and they believed that he had the power to heal them. And so they cried out, probably a pretty good distance, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Master!" And some of the apostles may have said, what do those people want up there? But Jesus heard them. Not only that, he had mercy on them. And he said to them, "Okay, go and show yourself to the priest." And back in that era, that's how they were judged to be clean, because the priest said, "Well, you are healed, go your way." So that was kind of the standard of getting tested for what was wrong with you, perhaps. Well, a strange thing happened while they were on their way. They saw that they were healed. So, 9 of them said, "This is wonderful. Let's run as fast as we can. Let's get ourselves declared healed by the priest." And we don't know, but perhaps that's where their story ended. Then one, when he saw he was healed, he turned around. He turned around to go back. He wanted to go back and praise God, and he did with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, thanking him, thanking him. And what was so ironic is that he was a Samaritan, and no nationality, no people were more scorned and looked down upon than Samaritans by Jews. And yet, who came back? The unworthy one, the Samaritan. Jesus comments on the reaction of the 10 that were healed. He says to the guy, "Well, hold it. Wait a minute. Weren't there 10 of us? Wasn't there 10? Jesus says, Where's the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to the one leper who returned, now listen to this. Listen to what Jesus said to him. "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Like these 10 lepers, we too have faith. I mean, I think we all have faith in the miraculous powers of Christ. We believe that God can heal us. He protects us. He can help us. He can lift burdens and cares, troubles and sorrows. And we believe he can do it. And we ask him to do it. And when he does it, we're thankful. I am. But, now wait a minute, but if he doesn't, or if his help appears to be a little slow in coming, our gratitude becomes a little weaker. We get impatient, perhaps even a little miffed at God, which, by the way, is a sin. But let's look a little deeper into this problem of our sin. The leper who returned to praise God and give thanks with a little kind of help us figure this out. No doubt, he saw his leprosy as something deeper than leprosy in his dying body. His cry, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on me," apparently was also a cry for an answer to a deeper fundamental need. And here's the interesting thing. Jesus saw the need and healed it. He listened to what he said. "Your faith has made you well." A better translation of that is, "Your faith saved you." This leper received all that Jesus had to give. We need to be concerned about the deeper need, the one the leper saw. Let's call the leprosy of the soul the spirit. I refer to that as the sickness that we all carry in our inner person. It's the leprosy of sin. Just like physical leprosy, it disfigures our life. See how selfishness, the lack of love, fractures marriages and family life. Healthy competition at work or school suddenly becomes a dog-eat-dog scramble over the backs of others to be first. Our tongues become razor-sharp as they cut down others with gossip, loveless criticism. Half-truths are just sometimes outright lies. That's just a brief snapshot of spiritual leprosy. Take a look inside. How does that transform itself internally in you? Lust, hatred, envy, greed, pride, and something we've talked about recently, self-righteousness. Even as Christians, we see some of this somewhere in our lives. We see this leprosy of sin. But tonight, I've really got great news. It is in those words of Jesus, your faith has saved you. Christ is in that word. He's in the word saved. His cross is in that word, saved. What happened on that cross is in that word saved. Healing for our sin leprosy is in that word saved. Isaiah tells us how. He, speaking about Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. Now you have all God has to give. To see your need is a gift. To trust he has the power to help you is a gift. To be cleaned from sin is the ultimate gift. God causes thanksgiving to rise from a heart full of his gifts. So this evening, let's give thanks for family, health, money, success, pleasure, all those good things. But also give thanks when you have none of that, because you know that God is walking still every moment at your side, that he will keep you going where he is leading you. And his direction is never wrong. Give thanks most of all because your heart is clean and pure in God's forgiveness. This is the best God has to give, and you have it tonight. So what kind of gift receiver are you? Well, I hope you're a thankful one. When you come with empty hands, when you come with the plea, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, mount guard over your soul and spirit until life everlasting. Amen. We will now have the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead.
He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, on this day we thank you for your bountiful gifts to all of us. We remember your many acts of kindness to your people through all ages. We bless you for the orderly progression of the seasons and thank you for the bountiful harvest of the fruits of the earth. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you for the world in which we live and pray for the community of nations. Continue to give us all things needful and grant that we be good stewards of the earth. We now pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And we pray. Almighty God, you crown the fields with your blessing and permit us to gather in the fruits of the earth. As stewards of your creation, move us to receive your gifts in humble thankfulness and share your bounty with those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. Our final hymn is hymn 895, Now Thank We All Our God. Blessed Thanksgiving holiday, and praise the Lord.